I just wanted to talk to you today about the career fair that's coming up the 15th and the 16th. Can you tell me more about that?
Yes, so this is our 20th annual career fair with the Post Register. And this year we've made it a little bit different just based off of, job seeker needs as well as advertisers. And so we have moved it to 2 days this year so we can kind of hit every demographic. This year it'll be held at the Hilton Garden Inn. It's at 700 Lindsay Boulevard, Idaho Falls, Idaho. And it's Tuesdays, October 15th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then Wednesdays will be held Wednesday, October 16th from 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. So we kind of can hit a little bit of everybody's time frames.
Can you tell me a little bit about some of the employers that have been there in the past and people that will be there this year?
Yes, so we have kind of a wide range. We aren't specifically set to one type of business. And so years past, I mean, we have anywhere from trucking companies to hospitals to hotels to nursing homes, technology and site workers, I mean, Mel Luca. And this year is really no exception to that either. I mean, we have Jackson Hole Resort. We have St. John's Medical Center, Progression, Purple Sage Trucking School, Idaho Steel, Intermountain Institute of Massage Therapy, Idaho Pacific, Snow King Mountain Resort, Basic American Foods. We have IES Staffing. We have Silver Star Internet, Westmark Credit Union, Good Samaritan, Mel Luca, Premier Technologies, CEI, Teton, Toyota, or Teton Auto Group, I should say. It's kind of for all of their...
So, long story short, there are a lot of employers.
There is. We'll have over 20 employers there. I'm hoping to have someone on site who can critique resumes as well from SHRM. And so that'll be a benefit to us as well. They weren't able to make it to last year's because we had a conflict of time frame for last year with that. But I think that'll help out a ton as well. So there will be an insert into the Rexburg Standard Journal on the 11th, and then one into the Post Register on the 13th. That will list all of the employers that are participating. We may have few extras for people who weren't able to make it into the publication but are still coming to the event. But it'll give job seekers an opportunity to kind of review the company. There'll be, testimonials from other workers that work with those companies saying why they enjoy working there, how long they've done it. It's a really good opportunity. If they want to flip through that, we'll also have them and be handing them out at the event when people come in as well. So
now, what's the structure like? Is it you bring some resumes and you just get yourself all dolled up and you come and you start talking to employers, or walk me through that part of it?
That's kind of what we would like people to do. I mean, be prepared, because these employers, they're ready to find the right people. And I would assume that job seekers who are wanting to go into a new career are really wanting to do the same thing. Like, they want to put their best foot forward. So I would always recommend look your best, be prepared. Be prepared to, interview on the spot. Some of the employers really enjoy interviewing right there on the spot if they find somebody they're truly interested in. So, I mean, we've had people who have came away, and been like, we can't do the second day because we hired all the people that we needed to the first day of the fair. So, I mean, I would say be prepared and ready.
So maybe it's smart to be sure to go the first day if you can then.
Yes, we do have a few of the employers that aren't going to be able to make it to both days. Westmark will be able to make it on the 16th, but not the 15th. It just varies. And if they don't find, or if they get filled up on the first day, normally they won't come the second day. They may come just to grab resumes, but they won't be hiring and doing anything from that standpoint. But
so now tell me a little bit more. This is the 20th annual career fair the Post Register is putting on. Tell me a little bit about why did the Post Register want to get involved in this? What was the motivation behind it, and so on?
The motivation, I think, would be behind it. Over the past few, with the employment rate going at it as it is right now versus what it was 20 years ago, is completely different, right? We're finally getting back to the point where You know, we're at like a 2.7. So, I mean, it's really great. But employers' standpoint, we have people who are moving in and out every day, and I just think it's a necessity for people. Face-to-face is a huge thing, I think, for job seekers as well as companies. You put your best foot forward, you're there, you're looking for a job. That right there shows an initiative. You showed the initiative to go to a fair. And it's able to get everybody together to kind of, you know, the companies end up talking to each other and seeing what's going on in their field. It's different type. It's a really great atmosphere for both job seekers and employers, I believe. And so when we were going to decide to do it, we looked at the need, you know, the employment section of the Post Register, out of all the newspapers that Adams Publishing owns, ours is probably the most robust as far as that goes, just because I think we understand the needs. It's no longer just, you know, let's put an ad in the paper or let's post it online. You really need to speak to people face-to-face to get a good feel, I think, of who's going to fit. It doesn't always necessarily mean the person that's best fit and suited for that job is going to have, you know, the qualifications that you'd list in your listing on Indeed or even in your ad that you put in the paper, right? So it opens up a lot more doors for job seekers as well as the employers to see what's out there.
Now, you hinted at this earlier, but what would you say to close us off here, your advice to anybody who's going to be going seeking a job?
I would say my closing advice would be dress for success and come stacked full of resumes and questions, because the more questions that you ask, I think the better the experience.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Okay, thank you.